say many amens every single day, that was kedai a little bit to go to delve into the kavana, to the purpose of saying amen and the importance of saying amen. The Maran Brachas Tefnin Gimel Bey says, Gadol ha'oyne yosim and ha'mevar. Someone makes a bracha and someone else answers amen, the person who answers amen is greater, gets more schar than the person who makes the bracha himself, which is a pella. Someone's making a bracha, a whole bracha, and one person comes in, says one word, and gets more than the mevarach himself. What's up, Shalmas? The Raman in Sim Kuf Chav Dalet says that a person should be margul his kids to say amen, to brachas. He says, he uses a lashon, kimiyad sha'atinuk ayna amen yesh lechelik lelem alba. He's coming from a Gemara in Sanhedrin that when a kid starts to say amen, he's zeiche gets his chelik in lelem alba. And from the Ramah, the Ramah says that they should be margul atinuk to say amen. So I think one time is enough, because then he gets his chelik in Adam Haba. It sounds like you marvel him. The more he says amen, the more chelik, the bigger his chelik is in Adam Haba. That applies to kids, it applies to everyone. But you see the chashivas of saying amen, it's magdal or chelik in Adam Haba. So what's the pshat in this chashivas? What's so special about saying amen? So Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parashas Peshalach that he says, what does amen mean? First, amen is Rashi Tevis Kel Melch Naaman, that Hashem is a faithful king. And amen is from the Lashon of Emunah, we believe. And in the parasha of Saita, it says that we make the Shvua, and the Saita says amen. Amen is the Lashon of Shvua. It's you're firmly making a Shvua that you believe in the bracha that the person's making. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says that you could look at it, it gives a mashal like a shtar. There's one aid on a shtar, but without the second aid, the shtar is not really too useful. You need that second aid. Now he's being mekayim the shtar. He's bringing it down to reality. He's making it useful. He's making it a reality that now it's binding and now everyone needs to go with it. So a bracha is the same thing. One person makes a bracha, and until that second person comes, it's a bracha, it's a nice bracha, but that second person, when he says amen, is saying, I believe in that, and now you have two people that are proclaiming the bracha and its truth and belief in it. That's what's mekayim, that brings it down, that makes a reality from the bracha, and that's what's so special about it, that's what's very important about it, that it's mekayim, it gives it stamp, it's like a notary that when he stamps a shtar, now it's binding. Many people I know, Reb Chaim Volozhin was makbid not to make a bracha without someone answering amen. A lot of people are makbid to get someone to listen to say amen to their bracha. It's for this reason, because a bracha is nice, but when someone says amen, it gives the bracha so much more of a tkifus, so much more of a kin. So it's a nice shmooze, but there's a lot of halachic nafkaminas with this yisaid that I want to go through. The Ramah in Kuf Samach Zayin says a fascinating thing, which I never knew before. He says, he's handling saying Hamaitzi on Shabbos. I'd say the father is sitting down to the Suda with the Mishpacha. So he makes the bracha, he says Hamaitzi. And the Mishpacha answers Amen. He says he should be Mechavim to be Maitzi them, and they're Yetzi with Shemei Kaina on the bracha, and they say Amen. And then the Ramah says that the father, the mevarich, should be mechavin to be yetz with the amen of the family. So they're being yetz with his bracha. They said amen, which is also besides for saying amen to his bracha, it's a strong shemei kainah. The Mishaburi points out when they say amen, some akiv they don't even say amen to be yetz, but it's a strong shemei kainah. But now he should be mechavin to be yetz with their amen. So the Mishaburi says, what's a pshanis? Why is the father, the mevarich, being yetzid amen, what does he get with amen? So he says, Alashin, he says that danias amen, gam kem bechlal ha-brachi. There's a bracha, and part of the bracha is the amen. That's part of the bracha. And he says, al yidei she'einim amen, ala ha-bracha chashiva yetzir. They answer amen, that makes a chashivas in the bracha, that they're mekayim in the bracha, makes a reality, and this person wants to get it also. U'lekach, nochen l'chatchila yishvi mechavim latzis, he should be mechavim to be yetz with him, because it's more of a chashav bracha now. So I'm not sure why he only says it when he's being mitzi other people. It should apply to every time you make a shakal, and then someone says amen. You should be mechamed to be yetzi with amen also. I don't know why he only says it over there. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's a bracha chashuva, I did this, that everyone else is saying amen, so he should capitalize on it, he should try to be mechamed to be yetzi with their amen also. There's another halacha, also brings out this point, that there's a few halachas that there are bad amens, there are amens that shouldn't be said. The Gemara goes through a few. There's a amen ketufa, which is if you cut off the nun, you don't say, you just say amen, you don't say with the nun properly. There's amen chatufa, you say it too early, before the person's finished the bracha, you say amen. Then there's amen yesema. Amen yesema means if you say it too late. You need to say the amen within Tekhid Dibur, and if you say it too late, then it's not a good amen. Very understanding, it's like a bracha levatol, just like amen is a compliment, it's like an edus, a kim on the bracha. So now it's like a bracha levatol, it was said improperly, so it's like a bad bracha. It's not just you said there, you're not yaitzed amen, but the Gemara says bad things about someone who says amen yesema. So a person should stay away from that. But the Shulchan Aruch says that is a lot of times negeh, if you're in a huge kehila, maybe on a Yom Neiram, so the chazan says a bracha, and then everyone says a huge, loud amen, very long amen. Let's say someone he was spacing out didn't say amen, and now he chaps right afterwards, he wants to say amen. So the Shulchan Aruch says that as long as he's within the deeper of the amen of the kehila, then he's able to say amen. And I don't know for sure, maybe another person after that could chap onto his amen. But the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah says that since the amen is b'chlal a bracha, it's part of the bracha. It gives a whole chashivis to the bracha. It's part of the bracha. So memela, it's within type of the dibur of the bracha. So it's not considered amen yisim. So that's another place where it brings out this point. What is the kavana of amen? The Shulchan Aruch says that The Shulchan Aruch says, what is the kavanah? He says, Amen hi abracha shabircham of emes hi abracha shabircham avarich vani maimim b'zeh. A person when he says Amen should be mechavin that it's true what the mavarich is saying, and I believe in it wholeheartedly. I believe in that bracha. And means if you say shakoni abedvari, so a person should be mechavin that it's true what he's saying, that everything is with Hashem's word. I believe in it. The Chai Adam is ma'isif that he shouldn't just believe in the last words of the bracha, but in the whole bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Shakoni Abedvari, should be mechamim for the whole thing, that Hashem's name is Mevarach, with this that he's that everything is coming through him. He should be mechamim that the Amen is going on the entire bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's two different types of brachas. There's Berach Samitz, Berach Sanenin. That's the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, that's the kavana of Amen. But there's also a bracha of Tefillah, right? Shemana Esrei, Chazar Sashat, all these brachas, there's another kavana, besides for the kavana that it's emes, what the person's saying, but there's also, it's a Tefillah that's being said. So besides for the kavana that a person should be mechavin that it's emes, also you should be mechavin that halavai and yirotzen, that should be neskayim, what that Tefillah is. So by Rufeinu, Reifu Chedra Amal Yisrael, a person says, I mean, he has two kavanas. Number one is that it's true that Hashem is the Reifu Chedra, and also Alavai that Taka Hashem should be Reifu and be Merapa Amal Yisrael. So if you think about it, people are wondering what to do during Chazar Sashatz. If you do it properly, you could be kept pretty busy with all these kavanas. But the Mishnah Berurah in a different place brings a Prima Gadim that says he's going to Ramah. Ramah says that a person shouldn't say Amin, Amin. A person shouldn't say it twice. It's Nerikish Tereshuyis. It's not good to say Amin twice. The Prima Gadim says Davar Chadash from the Prima Gadim, that by a bracha of Tefillah, a person could say Amin, Amin, because there's taka two Amins going on. There's two Kavanas that a person should have, and he should be Mechavim. It doesn't need to, but if he says Amin, he could say be Mechavim that what the Tefillah that's being said is Emes. And say the second one is Amen, that you should be mechavin, that should be miskabel, the tefillahs that are being said. So you could say Amen, Amen, and there's taka mocking for two amens with the two kavanas. The Gemara in Brachas handles, Daf Memhem Beis handles What about saying amen to your own bracha? So we know, most people know, you don't say amen to your own bracha. The Gemara says, Tani chada, ha'ainin amen achar b'chayisa ha'arezim ha'shugah. It's praiseworthy, you should say amen. But the Gemara says, the Tani yidach, ha'arezim ha'guna. That's frowned upon, you shouldn't say it. So the Gemara says, Stira, what do we do with these two braises? Like Kasha, ha b'bayni Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachas. It's meshubach to say amen to your own bracha, that's by b'nei Yerushalayim, that we're talking naig, we say b'nei Yerushalayim amen. And the rest of the other brachas we shouldn't say amen to. So there's different pshatim in this Gemara, how do you understand? Just to firaz, the Gemara says that Abaye answered, by b'nei Yerushalayim he answered it b'kala, loud. He said amen loudly, so that the poyalim would hear, and they would get up and go back to work, because the first three brachas of Brachas Mazon are the Araisa, the last one, Ateva Metiv, they're Misakin and Yavne, because the people got killed in Beitar went to Kfura, so they're Misakin and Ateva Metiv, but the first three brachas are the Araisa, and Chazal were Mikel for a worker to stop his work and be able to bench the first three brachas, which are the Araisa. But the last bracha, Ateva Metiv, they weren't Mekel for him. So we say Amen loud to say, oh, now that we're going on to the Darabonin, so now the Pelim could go back. And Rav Ashi, Ani Leibel Lechisha, he said it quietly, so that it shouldn't be a zilzal for Ateva Metiv. That's what the Gemara says. But there's a few pshatim, and what's the chilek between Ben Yerushalayim and Shar Brachas? So Rashi and Ben Yoina, and most Rishonim go that you only say Amen by the end of a group of brachas. The way Rabbeinu Yehuda says is that it's not, it doesn't use the Lashon Zilzal, but it's not right to make a bracha and then say Amen, and then you can make another bracha and then say Amen. It looks like you're stopping your brachas, you're done, you're finished, and then you're starting up again. It says that's not the way to make brachas, so you shouldn't say Amen after your own bracha. Someone else, you can answer Amen to, because he's making his brachas, he's doing whatever he's doing, and you're saying Amen, but for yourself, you're making a bracha, and then you're saying, I'm stopping the brachas now, and then you're starting up again. You shouldn't say amen like that. But at the end of a group of brachas, like Ben Yerushalayim, which is the end of the first three brachas d'oraisa, then you could say amen, because that's the end of a group of brachas. So then there's a shleimus of the brachas, and then there's taka wata, you're finishing that group, so you could say amen. And Ben Yehuda says, Rashi says, then the Birkas Kriya Shema, and by the end of Hallel, and by the end of Sim Shalom, the whole group of brachas, then you should say amen. And taka, that's how it's farther than Paskin, that they say amen in all these cases to their own bracha. That's Shitas Rashi and all the Rishonim. Tosfos says that no, Ben Yerushalayim is dafka. It means dafka Ben Yerushalayim. Why? Because the poelim, because we want to shtelvek that the poelim should go back to work. So mele dafka over there, we were makel to say amen to our own bracha, so that the Pelim should go back to work. The question is, Pshat and Tosfos, what's Pshat? Harezi Meguna. Everywhere else, you shouldn't say Amen to your own bracha. What's the Pshat? Why is it Meguna? So the Goyin explains, Shitas Tosfos, he says, Mamish, because this is said we were saying, that you don't have a shtar, when you write a shtar, you don't get the same eight to sign twice. You made the bracha, and then if you would say Amen, it's not worth much. It's Meguna to now give your own approval, your own stamp to your own bracha. It doesn't help much. The Levush uses that lashon. He says that it's not bedarach hamusar to be meshabeich your own bracha.
What's going on?
That says, oh, gishmak. Okay, we'll get there in a minute. But the Levush says it's not bedarach hamusar to be meshabeich your own bracha. L'mashal, if I would say after my drasha, he spoke beautifully. It's not the bedarach hamusar to do that as much as true. But that's the Levush says. So that's why it's Meguna. Ben Yerushalayim is special hyper. So the Bir Halacha asks, what Majdava was asking, that the Ramah says that the Mevarich, the father who makes a Maitzi, is Maitzi everyone with the Bracha, and they answer Amen, the family answers Amen, and then he should be Mechavim to be Yaitze, the Bracha, he should be Mechavim to be Yaitze, the Amen that the family was said. So the question is, he made the bracha. So we know it's Meguna to answer Amin to your own bracha. So what's Pshat that he should be Mecham to be Yetza with his own with their Amin if he made the bracha?
The Amin is their bracha,
right?
So the main is there. You're saying they're making a bracha. The problem is he's making a bracha together with them. Yeah, so what happens if you make a bracha? What happens if you make a bracha together with someone else? You don't answer Amin either. So you're not going to answer Amin to the bracha. To the bracha. What? To answer Amin to when you answer Amin. So Pashi can answer with again. So according to Levosha, it's not Bederach HaMusar. That's only when you say it. But if you think it, Shmei Kaina, you can do what you want. So Mela be Mechavin, and you'll be Yetzer. You'll get them in. The Goyin maybe can answer that. The Velt Klar is Pshat and Shmei Kaina. Shmei Kaina as if you yourself are saying that thing on your own, or he's doing it. The person you're hearing from, the Balkari, is saying it himself. And you're tapping into his kriya, into his bracha, and you're being yaitze from, with your shmiya, you're being yaitze with his bracha. So they bring a raya from Kriyas Megillah, that how could the kari be carry the Megillah, and you're being yaitze with shmei kaina, so it's as if you're being carried the Megillah, the maitze, there's no cloth in front of you, so how are you laying without a cloth? How can you be yaitze without the cloth? So Tarsus, they say that shmei kaina is pshat, not that you're doing your own kriya, but you're being yaitze, you're tapping into his kriya that he's been carried from the cloth. That's Shmei Kaina. So over here also, the Mevarach made his own bracha. The Mishpacha, they answered Amin. So now they confirmed his bracha, they're Mekayim his bracha. Now if he wants to get that Amin the best possible way, so you should be Mechayim to be yaitze with their confirmation. They confirmed, they're Mekayim the bracha. So now he has his bracha and their confirmation, and if he's mechamed to be yetz with their amen, then he could have both those together, and then that's the best way to bring out a bracha chashuva. I think you could ask the question the other way also, that the mishpacha, how could they say amen? They were with shmei kaina, they were mevarach, so they're mevarach, and now they're answering amen. It's the same thing; they're making amen to their own bracha. So I think the answer is the same thing that when they're yetz with shmei kaina with the Mevarach's bracha, they're being yaitz with the Mevarach's bracha. The Mevarach made the bracha, and he shtel levek that bracha, meitzalach min aretz, and now they confirmed it with their amen. And even though they were yaitz with his bracha, but it was his confirmation, it was his edus that they're using to be yaitz with, now you have two edus, and they're mekayim the bracha with their amen. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I saw, says interestingly enough, he says that if someone is in a minyan that's after the zman that you hold of, he says you shouldn't answer to me as chiddush. You shouldn't answer amen to those brachas, which I think because you don't believe in the you hold it wrong. You hold they shouldn't be said. So it's you don't want to be confirming those brachas. You can't say emes. Not a joke what you're saying. You're saying emes, and you're miming those brachas, but they're not being said at the right time according to how you hold, so maybe you shouldn't say amen to those brachas. I'll just finish off with the Alter from Kalm said. He said it was kedai to come down to this world with all the surim that a person has just to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. He said 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemais are worth one amen. And he goes on to say that 1,000 amens is worth one amen yeshmei rabban. I think he says 1,000 amen yeshmei rabbas is worth one word of Torah. But we see the chashivas of every amen, that they come and go so quickly. But if a person thinks about it, if a person's mechaven, which with the right kavanah at each time, itaka is a big aliyah, and like the Gemara says, it brings on a bigger and greater chelik in el mamah.